It's your dream the enemy is looking after. I pray that your dream will be preserved and that your dream will not die. And you, the carrier and the vehicle of the dream, will not be killed. Say amen. So Genesis 37 and verse 28.
Then there passed by Midianite merchant men, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit, and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph into Egypt.
They sold their brother. So sometimes siblings and friends and loved ones can hate you, and they can betray you. They sold their brother for 20 pieces of silver. Why? Because of the dream and the assignment. Fathers don't kill their children, but siblings do. Let's look at Genesis 39, 7 to 9.
And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said unto his master's wife, "Behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?"
So, again, Joseph was being tested. His character. Before God could entrust him with the destiny of the entire then world, God said, "I will put you to a test and see what you are made of." His character was put to a test. His relationship with God and his master was put to a test through the master's wife. "Lay with me. You can have everything you want if you lay with me. I can influence my husband. I am the neck. I can turn the head any way I want it. If you just lay with me, everything you want, you can have it. I can even get him to set you free and you can go back home." But the plan of God for him was not for him to be set free to go back home. It was a greater mission and assignment than being free. His freedom was going to come, but not from his master's wife. His freedom and emancipation was going to come from Adonai himself at the right time. Sometimes we are in haste to be free, and a shortcut will cut you short. Take your time. Trust God. Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Endure pain. Betrayal. Endurance is necessary. Misrepresentation, I go through all the time. I've been misunderstood by experts and by the best. But I learn not to defend myself. Because when you are explaining, you are losing. And God said, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay." So I will not touch vengeance. It's in the hands of the master. And I know at the right time, he will avenge me. Put your hands together and say amen. Genesis 39 and verse 12.
And she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out.
Genesis 39 and 20.
And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison.
You see, this was not an ordinary prison. This was the place where the king kept his political enemies or opponents. It was a special prison, and he was kept there, framed up. I pray that you will not be implicated in life. I pray that in this journey of life, you will never be implicated, and that none of your children shall be implicated in this journey of life, because there are people who are skillful who can deliver you, a Hebrew slave. What lawyer will take your case in a foreign land dealing with a 5-star army general? You can't win. He had no defense. He has to trust God. But what was going on? God put his character to a test. Genesis 41, verse 38 to 20. Genesis.
And Pharaoh said unto his servants, "Can we find such a one as this is? A man in whom the Spirit of God is. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God hath showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou.
You see, so here again was Joseph. He was put to a test. And he passed the test. And the king, you see, this was the plan God had for him. He was looking at being remembered by the king's cupbearer, the butler. And if the king's cupbearer had remembered him, his deliverance wouldn't have been perfect. It would have been limited. Because you see, Pharaoh's wife and the 5-star army general, Potiphar, they spend time together at the gym every morning and they drink tea in the evening. So if the butler had remembered Joseph and told the king, and on that basis he came out, the Potiphar's wife would have told the king, Pharaoh's wife. And Pharaoh's wife would have gone to Pharaoh and said, how dare you let this Hebrew slave who attempted to rain Potiphar's wife out of prison? He would have gone back to prison. But because the terms of his deliverance came from heaven, where the king had a dream and all the wise men and magicians of Egypt, none of them had the skill and the capacity to interpret the dream but Joseph. The king said, this is my decision, for I was in trouble and nobody could help me except this Hebrew slave. And Joseph came from prison to the palace. But another test of Joseph's character, there was no record in the Bible that Joseph was bitter against Potiphar or Potiphar's wife. He was the number 2 in the entire nation of Egypt. Apart from Pharaoh, he was number 2. So the army general had to salute Joseph. Potiphar and the wife had to salute Joseph. And there was no record that Joseph settled scores with Potiphar. If it was you and I, we would have said, aha, now that I have power, I will show you where power lies. That is the problem of Africa. That's the problem of man. That when people have power and they have money, they have fame and success, the first thing they want to do and they look out for is enemies from secondary school. Say, that my prefect who used to punish me, why is he? I learned he works at so and so and so. Find him for me. Then you call the minister of that place and say, I have an enemy at your outset. I want a favor from you. I want him demoted. I want you to show him where power lies, and I'll owe you one. People use power to destroy others. But power is not for destruction. Power is to build. Power is to build. Power is given to do good, not to settle scores. And until men, nations, and the leaders of Africa and our world realizes that power is not to settle scores, but power is given to us to build. Power is for the good of others, not for vengeance, but for the good of others. It doesn't matter what resources we have. As a nation and a people, will go nowhere. One of the greatest leaders of Africa, the leaders of Africa must want to be like, is Madiba, Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela could have punished the white people in prison who mishandled him, punished him. But he didn't do that. He did not do that. He said one day, as I stand at the door of my freedom, I recognize that if I don't leave behind my bitterness and my hatred, I will walk through this door of freedom and still be in prison. He said, as I stand before the door to my freedom, I recognize that if I don't leave behind me my hatred and my bitterness, I will walk through the door of freedom and emancipation, and bitterness and hatred will still keep me in prison. I pray that you will not walk into freedom and still be in prison. Because bitterness, unforgiveness, and hatred can make you a slave and a prisoner of your past. How I pray for the leaders of today, religious leaders, leaders at the marketplace, political leaders, that we will not be slaves of our past. We will not be prisoners of yesterday by the reason of our bitterness, offenses, and hate and unforgiveness. That is what is crippling and incapacitating our nations and our economy, because men are bitter, men are offended and hurt, and are still holding on to hatred and unforgiveness of what people did to them in the past. And they use power to settle scores instead of using power to build. May our nations be free. May our leaders be healed and be free of bitterness, of pain, of offenses, and of hatred. And may they learn to pass the test of character, that when they have come into power, into wealth, and into money, and into fame, they will use it for good and not for evil. I know it's difficult. I know it's tough. You know, Nelson Mandela said the other day, it always seems impossible until it is done. It always seems impossible. I know some of you are saying, Archbishop, you don't know what was done to me. You don't know what I've been through. You don't also know my story. This is my story. Yeah, this is my song. Praising my a story. We all have stories to tell. You talk about betrayal. I have been betrayed by the old and the young. Yeah. I've been betrayed on all sides. And yet, I have decided not to be bitter. And I decided a long time ago that you never go wrong when you walk in love and in forgiveness. And sometimes it looks like I'm being exploited and taken advantage of by people that have betrayed me. That is what my kids and people around me think, that, oh, Papa, as for you, you always forgive. And I said, because to him that much has been forgiven, owes it to others to learn to forgive also. I have been forgiven of much. And I've received a lot of love and mercy of the Lord. As a chief sinner, like Paul said, and I must learn to give others the benefit of the doubt. And as painful as it is, I've come to the realization that it is a test of my character and who I truly am and what is in me. And I refuse to let people change me. I refuse to become what I am not. I refuse to become mean. I refuse to become bitter. I refuse to become hurt, offended, unforgiven. That is not who I am. And I will not let the action or the attitude of anybody change me from who I am. I will continue to pray for my enemies and pray for those who use me. Yeah. I've seen people sometimes use me and they think I don't know. They are using me. But I just keep quiet about it. I just keep quiet about it. Sometimes I know people underestimate my intelligence and I don't say anything. People around me, people take advantage of me. They play games. And sometimes I look at them and I laugh in my head. Because it's just a matter of time. You are hurting yourself. You are digging your own grave. I am not responsible for anybody hanging themselves. You will hang yourself. It is said that give a man or a woman a long rope and they will hang themselves. I have made up my mind that because I have children and grandchildren, I will never be responsible of the blood of any man or woman. My hands shall be innocent of the blood of anybody. If you fall, you fell because of your own self, not because of me. And I have learned not to curse people because the Bible said in Genesis, I will bless them that blesses thee, and I will curse them that curses thee. So if you curse me, it's an automatic curse that will come on you. And if you bless me, there is an automatic blessing that comes upon you. So I don't go around cursing people. You carry a curse. You activate a curse. You attract a curse when you curse me. And I've seen it over the years. People have asked me, what have you done to this person? And I said, me, nothing. Have you heard? And I said, I haven't heard anything and I'm not interested. I haven't heard. There was a guy in this church, one of my pastors. He did a lot of evil against me. He destroyed one of my branches in a country. Destroyed the church. Brought him here to Ghana. The bishop said, no, this guy, you can't trust him. I said, give him a second chance. Everybody needs a second chance. They said, Papa, this guy, he will hurt you. I gave him my church, gave him my pulpit, and he did hurt me. And then he left this church, took some people with him, because he was very, very anointed. So some people followed him. And I said, don't do that. Don't destroy the church that Jesus shed his blood for. You want a church, I'll build one for you. He walked away, and a few years after, his family came here to see me. He had died. He just died suddenly, and they came to report it to me. And I told security, tell the family I don't want them on this premises. Tell them to leave. I have no ties with him. I have nothing to do with him. I'm not bitter, but I don't want to know anything to do with that young man. Go bury him, and no testimony, nothing from me. I have nothing to say about him. And that is what happens in life. Sometimes when people think they made it and they forget the hands that fed them. They forget the one that laid hands on them. And they stab you at the back. But it's part of the test of your character and the test of my character. And Joseph passed the test. I pray for you that you will pass the test of character. That when you have come into money, into power, into prominence, into influence, and when you become famous and you are the biggest thing in town and in your generation, you won't use it to settle scores. That you will not be bitter, you will not conform, but you will be one that transforms. Amen.